Well, I'm Chris Bramage.
And I'm Maureen Bramage, better known as Maud.
Washboard extraordinaire.
So they say.
You've had quite a triumphant year in some respects with the fourth Blues Festival becoming what everybody wanted to see it become. It looks like an absolute success. But through all of that, you were going through quite a difficult time.
We certainly have been going through a really bad time. We had 2 years, been to hell and back through our son's addiction to ice. Our son has been the most wonderful son a mother could wish for. He worked on our premises for many, many years as our barman, was very well respected by all our locals and visitors, until one day he slipped through the cracks and ice took over his life and eventually took over ours.
He wasn't really any sort of lost cause, was he? He was working in a really good job. How did this happen, Chris?
Look, I wouldn't like to guess really how it happened, but the wheels fell off. You know, Mark was a brilliant sportsman, great eight baller, snooker player, golfer, you name it. And the wheels just fell off. But now we can say he's back with the living, switched on, and he's out here helping us now in support of our concert.
What was the first inkling, Maud, that something was wrong?
He wouldn't get out of bed of a morning. He lost a lot of weight, broke in a lot of sores. He had abscesses, teeth starting to rot, no motivation, disappeared through the night, up to whatever. My daughter and myself used to track through the night trying to find him. We never, ever, ever gave up on him. He went from a healthy, happy person. I was so distraught about the way he was looking. Didn't know where to turn. Chris and I, we tried different avenues. I know people are overworked in these rehabilitation stations, but we were just beside ourselves as to where to turn.
The crunch time was, yeah, we said, you need help. And he said, I do, but I don't really want it yet. The counsellors did tell us they'd get to a really, really low point and then they'd scream for help. They won't help them unless they want help. That makes it very hard for a parent.
At what point was he honest with you about it?
Look, he was quite honest there in the early parts, but he wasn't prepared to actually seek help. And we had to try and talk him into seeking help, and by that time that he really, really needed it, he was in jail. But the jail term certainly helped him to dry out and get rid of the drug out of his system. Now he's great. He's back normal person. A lot of people, they end up with mental problems and or dead, but we're very thankful that Mark is back a normal person.
Was there any point prior to all of this unfolding, Maud, where you could see a scenario where your son might be in jail one day?
It was a terrible shock that Mark went to jail. Not in a million years did I ever believe he would end up there. But in hindsight, it was probably the best thing that could ever happen. Otherwise, I would fear greatly for my son's life. And I know, in fact, that there are so many people out there, parents in our position. We had tried many times to get Mark into rehab, but there was waiting lists a mile long. When he decided he really wanted help, we couldn't get him in anywhere to help. So the government needs to get behind this huge cause and do something about it.
So, Chris, a concert on Sunday here at the Bridge Hotel. It's called No Ice. How did the idea for the concert unfold?
Well, we heard about a concert in Devonport and we thought we could be a part of this. We've experienced it and more people are sort of coming to us with their problems, a part of their families on ice, and they just don't know where to turn. We thought if we got together and put on a concert and advertise it and so on as an awareness and a fundraiser to help families that are facing this, we could certainly help.
I reckon there would be any number of musicians on the northwest coast who'd be all too happy to help with something like that here, wouldn't they?
Yes, for sure. That many volunteers, you know, it's hard to pick who we could have. But Avogadro Groove, they've written a song from a poem that our son wrote in his darkest days in jail, and that will be released on Sunday, and we're looking forward to hearing this new song.
Do you know any of the lyrics from that song?
It has been sung to us, but we'll wait till Sunday.
Was there even one line there that really grabbed you or moved you?
Maud might be able to answer that one.
I think the main thing that hit me was he could see him losing all his loved ones and he felt there was nothing he could do about it. It's a very meaningful song.
I think it's important to stress again too that Mark wasn't somebody on the streets without something to do. He actually had a pretty good career happening, didn't he?
Oh, he certainly did. Yeah, he had a really good job in Devonport. He was involved in sport, as Chris was saying. No reason really for us to think that this would happen.
And since it did happen, I'm sure you will have been able to spot it in the community. Do you see it here in the hotel? Do you see people, you think, oh, I know, that's ice?
Yes, not with our locals, but passers-by that will drop in and you'll twig straight away. Ah, they're on ice. You can tell by the way they look, their self-esteem. It's quite easy to pick once you've experienced it.
And once you notice that, what's your next thought? Do you think, what can I do here or what should I do here?
You always think that, and it's very hard as a publican. You know, you can give them advice, but that's about as far as you can go, same as people drinking. You've had enough.
Former federal member Sid Sidebottom's a local here in Forth as well. He's had a little bit to do with promoting this, hasn't he?
Yes. He started the first concert, and when we said we'd like to come on board, he was very thankful and has been helping us organise the concert and a great support. One thing we can say about this is there's light at the end of the tunnel. You've got to stick with your loved ones and see it out. I know it's easy to throw them out and say, well, you've made your choice, but they need help from their parents and loved ones to get through this. Don't be ashamed of it, because it can happen to anybody, doctor, lawyer, minister.
And let's keep having an open conversation about it so everybody can understand. And, you know, good on you guys for doing that.
In our circumstance, we are very, very proud of Mark. We are not ashamed. And any ICE users out there who might be listening to this, always remember that. If you've got support, please take it.